Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in with us on the network on tonight. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome.
Man, we're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us by way of the network and phone lines. It is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're so excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us tonight. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. Hello to the high rise down there in downtown Dallas. They're listening to the E-Man After Show. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Well, we're back tonight. We're back tonight. Just jumped off the Man to the Mentor Show. Want to appreciate all of you guys that come over there off of the Man to the Mentor Show and just slide over here on over here at We Talk Radio Network. We got the doctor in the building. Hello, Dr. Amanda.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, Dr. Amanda is in the building. E-Man is in the building. We see you coming in on the network. Man, we so appreciative to all of you. I hope you have had a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this has been a fantastic day.
It has been.
A beautiful day, so we hope you guys are just living your best life. Because, man, we are so peacock proud and high and happy to be in the land of the living, as the old folk would say.
Very true.
Yes. Well, man, we're back for another episode. Listen, guys, we want you to follow us. We have website we would love for you guys to go to. You can go to www.wetalkradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we'll be appreciative of that because we're on all social media. Man, we're about on wake up, man. You already sleeping, huh? We're about 50 platforms. We are heard all around the globe.
We
over
are.
We Talk Radio Network. So, man, why don't you help some of our listeners? If you want to find We Talk Radio Network, you want to follow all the great shows, what are some of the networks that we're on? Because we're on about 50 platforms around here, right?
That is right. But just to name a few, we're on Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Listen, when I come in the house, I say, Alexa, hook me up to We Talk Radio. And my Alexa say, We Talk Radio Network. So, yeah, we want to thank all of you guys that's on all those different sites. I got a whole list of sites that you can find this great network. We've been around for 12 years.
12 years.
We've been thriving over here for 12 years. Listen, we got a YouTube channel. Listen, don't make me come through the network and twist your arm about this YouTube channel. We would love and we would love and appreciate you guys to go to our YouTube channel. Man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment, but we really love for you to subscribe to keep up with all what's going on over here at We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
We're just doing the doggone thing. Man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe for the YouTube channel?
Yeah, so when you guys go to the YouTube channel, just hit that subscribe button, and you will be subscribed to the channel. Also, you want to hit the notification bell beside the subscribe button so when We Talk Radio upload new content, you will be notified.
Yes, and you can, man, you can follow. You can have all the great content. You can see who all We Talk is connected to because they're out in the community. We're
mm-hmm.
just doing this the doggone thing over here at We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Miss Kia D.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yes, Miss Kia Davis. She is the founder of We Talk Radio Network. She is the owner. She's a black woman.
Yes.
And we want to thank this sister for, you know, for all the work that she's doing and all that she has done and all that she did. This is the Black Owned Network. I was actually doing a media deal this week with the North Cubans and all of them. It was called Podcast Movement down Dallas, and man, that I found out it's only four black TV stations that is owned by four black stations.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start talking about radio stations and these kind of networks, I was like, man, Kia D is up in the house, huh?
Right.
Kathy Hughes is going out on the scene, and Miss Kia Davis is on the scene. You know what I'm saying? Because she's been around for 12 years, so
mm-hmm.
we're going to thank her for being courageous and bold enough to start this network by 12 years ago.
Right.
And she's doing the doggone thing. And those of you that don't know, around the globe, around the network, don't know Miss Kia Davis, she had two shows over here on her network because she got it like that. You can check her out every Monday night. It's called the Kia D Unplugged. Every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You do not want to miss that show.
Right.
Join her tomorrow night. It's for grown folk. It's grown folk talk.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, when I tell you it's unplugged, it's a great show. It's great content. You know, a lot of interviews, a lot of great music. I mean, if you just listen to Kia D shows that she does over here, the music could just have you just, oh, man, it's off the chain. Great music. So shout out to Miss Davis. That's the Kia D Unplugged show. Then you come right back on a Wednesday night after the lights go out with Miss Kia Davis at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put the kids to bed. There's a lot goes on after the lights go out. It's grown folk talk.
It is grown folk talk. So mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you check out that show.
Yeah, it is a great show. And so shout out to the owner and founder of We Talk Radio, Miss Kia D. Shout out to the powers to be over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're so excited and delighted to be a part of this great network because she allows us to sit here every Sunday night and allow our voices to be heard, man.
Right.
And so, Mandy, let's do a little recap from last Sunday night.
Okay, let's recap from last Sunday night.
Man, last Sunday night we talked movies. The best African-American movies of all time. We talked about it last Sunday night.
We did. We definitely talked about the top 10 African-American movies. Of course, we had, what, 50?
Yeah, I think we shared about 20 movies.
Okay.
It's the 100. It is the 100 best. It's the 100 best African American movies of all time, but we picked 20 mm-hmm. and we narrowed it down to the ten top what we thought would be the 10 top
yes.
movies. But man, we've got to reminiscing and got to sharing about them great movies that you know we as a people have put out and really enjoyed that show on last Sunday night. Thank all you guys that sit around the domino table because most of you know this is a men's show. We come around the domino table, we put a big six question out there. And we begin to share, right?
Right.
And so we sit at the domino table talking movies.
That's right.
And we had a great time sharing with the fellas, and everyone sat around the table, kind of put their movies in that category, they thought was a great, great movies, man.
Right. It was so refreshing.
Yeah.
Last week. It was like a... we can call it, you know, some people say stress buster.
Yeah, it's a stress
buster. It was refreshing. People were laughing mm-hmm. and just, you know, reminiscing.
And that's why we kind of want to do that because by this being National Wellness Month,
uh-huh.
you know, we try to do the stress buster because I guarantee you everybody that was around the network last Sunday night, mm-hmm. everybody was on the phone lines. When you really got to discussing about these movies, your mind went on your Beatles for sure.
Right.
Your mind went on your problems. So mm-hmm. that's kind of why we do. These kind of shows, you know, because we're trying to help people to understand because a lot of people are dealing with a lot in their psyche and just a lot going on in this calamity in the world that we live in.
That's right.
And so we try to bring this kind of uplifting and motivation and encouraging type of things that you can do to help relieve some of this stress and pressure that you're up under. Because
mm-hmm.
all of us are up under some type of pressure.
<That's right.
laughs> You know, the one thing I learned about life, it don't discriminate.
That is so true.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got some issues.
That's
you know what
true.
I'm saying?
We all face challenges.
Mm-hmm. And so we try to give you something that you can relieve some of that stress. And so we talk movies. And so we named about 20 and we had the top 10. So if you missed that show, you can go back on the network. You can go back on We Talk Radio Network. You can go over on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, you can hit the E-Man After Show, and you sit back and enjoy the conversation. It was a great conversation.
Great conversation.
And then last Sunday night, it was National Senior Citizen Day. So shout out to all the senior citizens out there that You know, we so peacock proud and high and happy. Get all your perfume. Anything they owe you, get it. I mean, when I go into places, I don't care. Well, I got a discount, I want it.
Amen does not allow the opportunity of someone to ask him. He tells them, he asks them, do you have a senior citizen discount? Which is absolutely great, right?
Uh-huh.
But sometimes Amen be just, he could not wait to be able to utilize that benefit, okay?
Hey, with the time we live in, you need every coupon, you need everything.
I'm telling you, because I'm taking you with me certain places. I'm like, come on, Amen, let's go. Let's use your discount.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get some gas because you're a senior citizen half price, I don't think nobody would turn that down.
That's right.
Yes, and so last Sunday night it was Senior Citizen Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so shout out to all the senior citizens out there. Hope you're blessed. Hope you're living your best life, because I tell Dr. Amanda all the time, you ain't living till you get 60.
Yes, you do. You tell me that all of the time. And, hey, I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, because, you know, when you get 50 and 55, by the time you get 60, you don't care what nobody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to see how you're going
to
see it.
I noticed that. Yes. Let me say this. One time I went to a spa, and there were women that were older than I, and they were, you know, up in age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people were getting dressed in the spa, and the younger crew, they were, you know,
mm-hmm.
going behind the lockers to change their clothes, and the older women, they were just changing their clothes. And one of the ladies said, after you get a certain age, you just don't care anymore. You're not worried about that.
Right.
You were covering up and stuff, and she was just, you know, they were getting ready. So I don't know, but I guess that there's some truth to that, because I find people that are more mature in age to be more what we call blunt, more outspoken. And I don't mean, I shouldn't say outspoken. I should just say, when it comes to saying certain things, just addressing it for what it really is.
Right.
Not being very tactful sometimes, or talking around it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so when you get 60, man, you're living your best life, and you should live life, because someone's great mind said it this way: do all you can while you can, and leave no stone unturned. And so no matter who you are, whatever, that was Bishop T.D. Jakes, that's one of his quotes. you need to do everything that you can while you can.
Because right.
when you get to a certain age, you know, you ain't going to have the activity of your limbs to do certain things.
Mm.
And so whatever dream you have, whatever goals you have, you need to sit out and do it.
That's right.
And nobody wants to look back over life and have some regrets.
That's so true.
So don't have no regrets in life. So enjoy life to the fullest. And so that's what we're trying to do over here at the E-Man After Show. We enjoy these shows that we do. I want to shout out to Mr. T. Smiley on tonight. I want to shout out to all of you guys on the phone line. Listen, we see you guys coming in on the phone lines tonight. If you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. And if you want to come into the conversation, you can hit option one and we'll bring you into the conversation. So tonight, man, what are we talking about tonight? We got a special guest on tonight. We got Dr. Ariana Mitchell with us on tonight.
Yes, we do, man.
Yes, and you know, this is National Wellness Month.
It is.
And we've been talking about it all month long. We've been trying to share with different individuals about their psyche and those that's finding themselves depressed and dealing with a lot of anxiety. We got the doctor tonight.
We do.
Yes, man. And so she's going to help us out, man.
She is going to help us out. And, you know, we are getting ready to close out Mental Health Awareness Month.
No, Wellness Month.
Wellness, sorry. So with that being said, you know, this will be the night, you know, for us to have Dr. Mitchell on so she can speak with us, you know, enlighten us and educate us. And also for those of you that are listening on the phone line, you can press option one. We'll bring you in at that time to speak with Dr. Mitchell. Dr. Mitchell, she has a master's and PhD in clinical and counseling psychology. She went to the University of South Alabama. She also has a bachelor's of science in psychology. She received at Xavier University of Louisiana in New Orleans.
Yes, and she is definitely qualified. We're going to be talking tonight. So those of you that's around the network, you know, you've been having family relationships and you're stressing your family. You've been experiencing anxiety. You've been dealing with some type of depression. We got the doctor on the line tonight.
Yeah, somebody that's qualified to answer your question.
Yes, because a lot of people are dealing in their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to definitely talk to her tonight and try to understand when it's clinical depression or when it's just depression.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dr. Mitchell, she specializes in anxiety,
mm-hmm.
Adjustment issues, family relationship stress, trauma, life transitions, body images. Maybe someone out there, you're skeptical or you're insecure about your body image, you
mm-hmm.
know. Maybe we can talk about that tonight with Dr. Mitchell.
Yes.
To see, you know, exactly what that is, you know, and the tools that she used to help her patients.
Right, right. And so we have her on the line tonight. And so, guys, if you have questions tonight, you can hit option one as you listen to her. And you got a question for her tonight, you can hit option one. We will bring you into the conversation and allow you to ask her a question on tonight, because she's going to try to help us. But, and then we have Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell on tonight.
Listen, if you need to be encouraged, you do not want to miss this segment.
Yes, and that's at 9:35. Because, you know, me being in the North Independent School District, we had a conversation where people are not sleeping at night
mm-hmm.
due to the calamity that's going on all around the world. And so we bring this signal on to help some of you guys to relieve some of that, what they call it, man, insomnia.
Insomnia.
Insomnia, mm-hmm. where you're not sleeping. And we're going to talk about that with Dr. Mitchell tonight, because
right.
some people, some of the signs of depression is you're not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the signs of depression is you sleeping too much.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to figure it out with the doctor tonight. We see you guys on the phone line. We want to thank all of you guys that got the phone lines lit up on tonight. We see you guys over there on the network. This is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, man, we got to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back out of this break, we're going to bring the good doctor in on tonight. Here, you guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. This is ain't no love to cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. This is all as born as blue. Loving you
loving me, I'm left behind,
and I'll be loving you.
Ooh. We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes. We're back, we're back, we're back in the theater. Come on, Bob, with me. Hey. Yeah.
Eastside Funk is where I stay.
Hey.
We ball and parlay.
Hello, We Talk Radio Network. It's the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building.
I'm you on how to stay paid.
Hey,
Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like JJ, well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off
because
I got what it takes.
Hey.
And
right.
If you want to know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. We so excited and delighted to be back over here on the E-Man After Show. Man, the street lights go out when the E-Man After Show. Man, you be tickling me. You be over there trying to bob your little head. And well, we're in the E-Man studios on tonight. I got Mandy in the building hanging out with me on tonight.
Right.
We just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show. This is why this show is somewhat called the E-Man After Show. Cause we just finished up that great show over there on We Talk Radio, on Blog Talk Radio Network. And we slide over here to We Talk Radio Network. We want to thank all of you guys that's over on the network tonight that's listening by way of the network or all the different platforms that we are on out there, all the different sites. We want to thank you guys on the phone line tonight. Listen, if you want to talk to us and join the conversation tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. Hit option one. We'll be able to bring you into the conversation, huh, Mandy?
That's right.
And so we want to appreciate all of you guys. We see you standing by on the phone lines tonight. Why? Because we got a doctor in the building tonight.
Yes.
Dr. Ariana Mitchell.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, she's from, you know, a lot of you guys, I kind of announced she was going to be here a couple of weeks ago and early up in the month. She's from psychologisttodays.com. And, you know, she also, she's practicing in the Wellness 360 of Dallas, you know, and this is National Wellness Month, but she's a psychologist from that particular network, and we're so peacock proud and high and happy to have her on tonight, Mandy.
We are happy to have her tonight. She is a psychologist.
Yes.
And she equips and empowers individuals as well.
Yes, and so we got her tonight. She had a tragedy a few weeks ago, but she's back
she's here
with us tonight, and we're so glad to have her on tonight. So let me see if we can bring her into the conversation. Dr. Ariana Mitchell, good evening. Hello, how are you?
Hello, good evening. I'm doing well. How are you?
Man, I'm doing absolutely fantabulous. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, and unapologetic about it.
I love that.
How are you?
And hi, Dr. Amanda. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you so much for coming on to the E-Man After Show this evening.
Now, she ain't going to say she black, but, you know.
I am black. Listen, I am black and proud to be black. But I let me say this. When E-Man says that he has the impact, he makes the impact for both of us, okay? So I just,
okay.
I just. Yeah, that's just how I go. So, okay, go ahead, Amen.
So we're excited, Dr. Mitchell, to have you on tonight. Man, I'm so precog proud and high and happy. We over here at the network and the founder, Miss Kia Davis. I think I can speak for her and the powers to be. you know, because we always want to bring on different individuals to help us, you know, that's qualified as we bring out this great content. And,
mm-hmm.
and we know you qualified to help us out because, you know, you are the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So to the doctor, we got Dr. Amanda in the building, we got Dr. Ariana Mitchell in the building. I guess I'm just E-Man, huh?
You're funny. But we are so grateful to have you, Dr. Mitchell. You are a licensed psychologist. You are qualified to answer our questions on tonight, not only our questions, but also the questions of our listeners.
Yes.
So for those of you that are listening by the phone line, if you would like to speak to Dr. Mitchell on tonight, if you have any questions, maybe you're facing some type of challenge,
right,
and you may need answers or some type of directive or insight, Dr. Mitchell is the lady you want to speak to.
Yes. And so with that being said, Dr. Mitchell, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what all you do, ma'am?
Okay, well, I want to start by just saying thank you so much for having me on this show. I am honored to be here, so thank you so much to E-Man and Dr. Mandy. And thank you so much to all the listeners just calling in and being willing to be here, be in community with us, and talk about something that sometimes a lot of people don't want to talk about. So just want to commend you for that. Okay, so now to me a little bit about myself. So I am from New Orleans, Louisiana. You may hear my accent come out a little bit during
yes.
this conversation.
Beautiful.
thank you. As mentioned, I did attend Xavier University of Louisiana in New Orleans, and that's where I received my bachelor's degree in psychology. And then from there, went to Mobile, Alabama to complete my graduate studies and receive my master's and doctorate in clinical and counseling psychology. So during that time in grad school, I've had the opportunity to work with so many different people and clients in different settings of various ages, from really age, maybe youngest client I had was about age 6, all the way up to 70 and older, so various ages and different presentations. So
mm-hmm.
people struggling with anxiety, depression, trauma, physical
right.
health issues, relationships, transitioning, college, domestic violence, all types of different presentations.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to work in a detention center, in a primary care facility, a college campus, a facility for individuals with intellectual disorders and autism. So that was just during grad school. And then from there, I went to West Palm Beach, Florida, where I had the opportunity to really work in a residential facility and treat people based on a trauma-based model. So that was a really cool mm-hmm. opportunity. And then
yeah.
I found my way in Dallas. So where I am now, and I'm also working to transition back to home, which is New Orleans. But
mm-hmm.
currently I am working in a private practice setting in Dallas. And so I've just been really, really blessed to have lots of different experiences and mm-hmm. able to use my skills and further my training over these 7 years. So that's a little bit about me and some of the experiences that I've had.
Well, that's a whole lot.
That is a whole lot. And it's great, right?
And it's great, too. And so we want to appreciate you, you know, for that. And so let's just jump into the conversation, man.
Yes, let's jump into the conversation. Now, Dr. Mitchell, you mentioned working with different age groups. May I ask, what is the most challenging age group from your experience, and why?
Ooh, that is a great question. So honestly, I would have to say, thinking on either ends of the spectrum here, I'm going to revise that. My teenagers, that has been very challenging, just because, you know, at that age, they're wanting to be very independent and
mm-hmm.
think that they know it all, as many of us did when we were teenagers.
Right.
And so that can sometimes be difficult. And then sometimes I have my older group and love my older group, but another age group where, you know, so many different things are changing and
mm-hmm.
things that maybe existed or that we thought or believed in at a younger age or back in the day, things are changing now. And so a lot of times with my older people, it's difficult to get them to see, like, hey, look at it this way. This is a new way of thinking about it. Let's be more open. So I would say my teens and then my older group.
Great. So what are the most influential tools that you have when you are addressing someone that is more of a mature age?
So the most influential tools, I would say first, starting by meeting people where they are. Because I talking to people, giving out, throwing out different terminologies and saying, oh, you should do this, you need to do that, that's not helpful. And a lot of times people don't respond well to that, and it makes them feel like they've done something wrong, or, you know, something's wrong with them, or just a lot of negativity. So I like to first start with really meeting people where they are and helping to understand them. And so a phrase that I like to kind of implement, which is a more trauma-focused phrase, is not what's wrong with you, but what happened. Tell me what happened. Tell me what's going on. Help me understand you a little bit better. So starting that off with building that rapport first and creating a safe space, that goes such a long way. So before I'm doing any sort of therapeutic intervention, I'm building rapport and I'm creating a safe and welcoming space for that person. And that may take a few sessions, you know, and that's okay, but it makes it so much more of a rich experience.
And so, that is beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, so beautiful.
And so, Dr. Mitchell, with all the calamity that's going on in the world today and a lot of things that we see happening, are you finding yourself, or do you find yourself dealing with more individuals in their psyche, in their mind, and help us to also understand, because a lot of people walk around depressed and have anxiety and they don't even know they have it. Can you somewhat help us understand the difference, you know, from depression and anxiety, and what are some of those telltale signs that we can discover when we are depressed, when we don't really know how to handle the calamities in life?
Yes, absolutely. Well, definitely to address your first part, I have seen an increase just in people experiencing primarily anxiety and depression. Those are two of the most common mental illnesses, and especially right now with everything going on, we've seen such an increase in that, unfortunately. And so something that I think is important is sometimes, you know, we throw out different terms and we say different words and use them interchangeably. So I do want to kind of break down some of the differences between regular sadness versus, you know, clinical depression, what that means, and then regular or healthy anxiety, because that is a thing, healthy stress versus clinical anxiety. So first, starting with sadness and general emotions, we all experience a range of general emotions throughout the day based on things that are happening. We have an emotional response, and that is normal. So with sadness, usually it's brought about by something a little bit more specific or a trigger. And we can, you know, we feel it. But the feelings is not something that is lasting for a long period of time. It is more of a response to what is going on and what happened, but it's not something that, you know, you're not going to feel sad for months and months at a time or weeks at a time. Then that becomes a little bit different. Another thing, too, is with sadness, the severity. What happens, you know, going more into depression is you start to have that, it changes from just sadness and it's more of a feeling of hopelessness and lots of negative thinking involved in it. And sometimes it's hard to even figure out the exact cause. And it takes over your functioning, and that's a key part of it, too, is is it impacting the way that you function on a daily basis? And is it causing you such severe distress that it's not just an emotion that you're going through? It's really causing you distress and you're unable to deal with it and unable to function. So that's kind of breaking down sadness versus depression. And then I can go into anxiety as well.
Well, hold that up, because we got to do a segue.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then we'll come back and we'll let you finish answering that question. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're talking to Dr. Ariana Mitchell. She's a psychologist, and we got her on tonight. She's going to help us. And those of you that are standing by on the phone lines, if you have any question for the doctor, you can hit option one. Those of you on the network, you want to call in and have a question for Dr. Mitchell, you can call us at 569. What is it? 563. I'm trying to give out my own phone number. Huh? I do two shows, Dr. Mitchell. Bear with me. 56. What is it? 563-999-3456. And you can hit option one. I got a lot of papers in front of me right about now, Dr. Mitchell. And so, guys, we got to go to our segment with Fred Bell. It's Encouragement for the Soul. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Mitchell. Y'all guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
We have all went through changes in our lives. We went from children to teenagers to adults. But let's talk about the change that affected our lives when we became one with Christ. When we first became one with Christ, we were at Bible study, we were at Sunday school, we were at church every Sunday. But then a change happened in our lives where circumstances happened. Life situations came about, and it brought a change, and it wasn't a change for the good. The old man started to creep back into our lives, and when I say the old man or the old woman, I mean the sinful way that we used to live. We started going backwards and not going forward. But let me tell you about a man that I know, for the Bible tells us, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here, because the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. And some have to understand slowness, but instead, he is patient with you. God does not want anyone to perish, but he wants everyone to come to repentance and ask for forgiveness. So if that change has come in your life, and you feel that it's pushing you out from the church and not back to the church, let me tell you, there's always a welcome mat open at the house of the Lord. And when I say the house of the Lord, meaning his doorstep. Because when you come to him in repentance, his door is now open. Because if you knock, he will answer. But you have to knock first. So don't let the changes that you're feeling affect the way you feel for Christ, because Christ will always be there. He will always leave the light on for you. So don't let that change affect you in a negative way, because we all face changes and we all go through changes, but it's the way you act in your change. And when we became one with Christ, the new creation began inside of us, and it's still there. All you have to do is speak on the Lord, call on his word, look up to him, and he will change you back to what you were when you became to him. Christ is waiting, and he's waiting to change you. So don't give up. Don't give in. Let the change in you be for the better. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired.
with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need. Show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out. Hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Ooh, we know who you are and you never change. You still got over everything. Oh, oh, oh Lord, we need you. I don't wanna sound sad, set me free. Yeah, yeah. We all need you, hey, to make a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, hey, show up.
with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. So excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. Want to shout out to all the mid-cities that's listening to We Talk Radio Network from Fort Porter Worth all the way from Funky Town all the way over to Arlington, Texas, Grand Prairie, Texas. Shout out to you on tonight. Both of you downtown Dallas in the high rise, shout out to you that's listening to the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate all of you guys over on the network tonight. We have the doctor in the building with us on the night, Mandy, and we're in a conversation because she's helping us understand the difference between depression and anxiety. Dr. Mitchell, are you back with us?
Yes, I am back.
Yes, well, ma'am, we want to appreciate you taking your time out tonight to hang out with us over here on the E-Man After Show. So, yeah, buckle up, you know, get relaxed, because, you know, today is National Red Wine Day, doctor. And so I don't know
if
you have
is.
Your...
okay.
Yeah, yes, National Red Wine Day. So hope you got you a good glass of wine. If you're not, yeah, because you know,
maybe
you
after the show
things,
I'll get some.
You'll get some out to relax you, right? Yes, well, you know, because when you're talking about health and you're talking about wellness, you know, it helps with blood pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, that wine helps with blood pressure, right, Mandy? And it
cholesterol
and all that type of stuff. Ain't nothing like a good old glass of wine. So, doctor, let's jump back into the conversation. You was explaining to us about the difference between depression and anxiety, and you was talking about anxiety. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay, so let me jump back in and just kind of talking about anxiety and some of the differences between anxiety versus healthy stress. So I know that probably sounds weird, like healthy stress. What? That doesn't make sense. But let me tell you what I mean by that. So just having a little bit of, think of it as, you know, motivation. So if you have, thinking back to, you know, when we're in school or even at work, when we have some deadlines coming up, we have a little bit of that anxiety or stress that motivates us to get it done. Or if we need to, let's say, you know, defend ourselves, you know, there's something going on and our body is prepping and preparing to defend ourselves, that is healthy, that is normal, that is our body responding and functioning properly. However, when that goes into overdrive, and even if there's no threat present or not necessarily any trigger, and we're still feeling that, we're still feeling very anxious, we are feeling like the worry becomes excessive. It becomes to a point where we feel restless, we feel tired, we can't concentrate, you might even feel tension in your body, you're not sleeping, you're sleeping too much, and you have impairment in multiple settings. Now that is different. Then we're going into more clinical anxiety. And so even under, and I'm using anxiety in a generalized sense, but there are some other types of anxiety, such as phobias and separation anxiety, social anxiety, but I'm kind of speaking a little bit generally here.
Right,
so those are just just kind of a brief overview of some of the differences between typical emotions and then when it becomes to a point where it is more concerning and it is impacting our functioning and it's causing severe levels of distress.
Right, right. And so, Dr. Mitchell, with that, what you're explaining that, when do a person get to the point to where they need to really begin to seek out therapy? Because, you know, I've been in therapy like, almost 18 years now. You know, I have a therapist, mm-hmm. Dr. Brenda Wall. She's out of Tyler, Texas. And, when do it becomes that kind of thing in your life where you really needed to start seeking out therapy? Because everything that you describe, I think every individual will deal with it, you know, and a lot of times we try to use coping mechanisms mm-hmm. to suppress it.
Right.
When do we really know we need to be speaking to someone to help us? Because, you know, when you start talking about therapy and anxiety, and especially in the African-American community, people associate mm-hmm. those both words with being crazy. You know what I'm saying? They think you're crazy because, you know, you're saying that, you know, I need to go talk to someone. Help us to understand, you know, when we really, really need to really make a decision to go help and really get some help and talk to someone.
Okay. So first thing I want to say about that, yes, there is such a stigma that you have to be crazy or, oh, something's wrong with you, so you need to go see a shrink or lying on someone's couch and all of that.
Right.
And so I really want to say that so many people can benefit from therapy. It doesn't mm-hmm. always have to be, you know, waiting until something major happens.
Right.
So I do want to encourage that because, yes, therapy can be helpful when you have major issues, but it can also be helpful for things if you need more clarity or if mm-hmm. you're trying to gain insight, gain a different perspective, improve your self-care, be more assertive, have better boundaries, improve family relationships. Like that therapy can be so helpful for so many things. So I would encourage, you know, our listeners, be open to that and, you know, not waiting until it is a crisis moment, but being open in that way. So I think everyone can benefit from therapy. I wish it was more accessible. I know that is definitely a challenge. But it isn't something where you have to be crazy, you know, to benefit mm-hmm. from.
Right.
Mandy?
And Dr. Mitchell, speaking of benefit and therapy, can you dissect what it is a therapist does, like in the tools, right? The
mm-hmm.
tools that you provide. I asked this question because I recommended therapy to a family member approximately a week ago, and the response was, I don't want to just go and talk to someone. I can just talk to you guys,
Ooh.
Right? They feel that they're going to sit on the couch, lay back on the couch, and they're just going to communicate, right?
Right.
So can you please dissect what it is that you do and the benefits of therapy? I understand that you provide insight. You told us that, which is mm-hmm. great. But can you just kind of go into detail?
Yes, and that is a great question. And, yes, that's what we see on television. That's what we've been told, that, yes, mm-hmm. you can go in and you talk, and sometimes the person isn't even listening or they're scribbling some notes or thinking about their lunch. You know, we see that a lot of times, and that is not the case, or, you know, hopefully. But just thinking about from my approach, I'll just kind of use my example of how I approach therapy. So just going back to the thing I mentioned earlier as far as, you know, developing that relationship, that part is important. And then after that, what I like to do is really come up with what's called a treatment plan and talk mm-hmm. about goals and really say, okay, what is it that we're working on? Let's break that down into something that makes sense that we can measure and measure based on changes in behavior, changes in mood, changes in ability to work through problems, whatever that may be based on the situation. Maybe a lot of times it's decreasing symptoms. So decreasing how much distress that you feel on a daily basis, or decreasing a lot of those negative, hopeless thoughts. So what are we doing? I like to have a treatment plan so that we both know that these are our goals. And so I think that's so important. And that just is helpful from the beginning so that we have that. Then from there, we are going to dig into history and what your experiences are, because that helps me get a better understanding of who you are, where you're coming from, and what happened, what's going on. And from there, then we're able to start creating awareness of, okay, what's going on in my body? Hey, I noticed that every time I go to work, my stomach hurts, or I start having these weird thoughts, or I get very irritable. I'm tense. What? I don't know what that's about. So then we start breaking that down and saying, okay, well, let's think about what's going on here. So we're increasing awareness of your mental health and then also how it manifests physically, or even in social interactions. So starting there, then after we get that awareness, I want to give you some coping tools on, okay, you know, how are we going to work through this? What are some skills that may work for you? And I like to do that from a holistic view of let's come up with skills to based on your spirituality, based on your social interactions, based on nature, based on your connection with others, and let's look at it holistically to give you some skills to cope with what you're experiencing. So kind of that's just kind of a little bit of it, of one, increasing awareness, two, providing skills, using that treatment plan. And as we go on through the sessions, we're referring back to that treatment plan. We may change it, we may adapt it, but we're both seeing, okay, yeah, I said that I wanted to improve my relationship with my family, and based on these skills, now I'm able to talk to my brother without getting mad at him and leaving the room every time, you know? So things like that, or, hey, I'm able to, if I'm going through grief and I'm processing grief, now I'm able to reach out and call somebody in those moments where it just feels overwhelming. I'm not sitting in home in silence, isolating myself.
Right.
So that's just kind of an overview. You would want to see changes in behavior, changes in ways of thinking, and decrease distress, and just ability to work through problems better. Because we're still going to have problems in life, but you just have the tools to work through it better.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines, we're talking to Dr. Mitchell tonight. She's helping us to understand how to deal in our psyche, to help us with the anxiety and depression and the emotional traumas that we feel in life. And men, you know, this is so powerful because, you know, as I said, her listening to her talk about certain tools, you know, that's what we tried to do last Sunday night. We tried to bring some tools in. Just Dr. Mitchell, just from a standpoint, I call it a stress buster, and just watching movies.
Ooh.
We got to talking about, you know, we got
like
to talk
that.
About old movies, Dr. Mitchell, you know, I think it's the top 100 movies, but we narrowed it down to 20, and we did the top 10 movies. And I guarantee you every person that was on the network, on the phone lines, when they got off, they weren't even thinking about their problem. They don't even know when their problems, you know, left. You know what I'm saying? And as I'm listening to you talk about tools, look, I call them little stress busters, little things we can do, you know, to help people to, you know, relieve a lot of the traumas and emotional stress that they feel, which brings me to this question. You talk about family relationship stress. Talk to us a little bit about what do you mean when you say that?
So, We love our family, but we don't choose our family. And so sometimes there are challenges that come with those relationships that may be challenges based on upbringing or just based on different ways of communicating. It could even be biological things that are just, you know, in the family, genetic, or it could be chemical related to brain imbalance. Whatever may happen. Sometimes we do have challenges within our family members, and then it becomes hard to address them because you don't want to come across a certain way, or sometimes you just hold it in, or sometimes within families, we don't talk about emotions. We just sweep it under the rug, or we just push through it, so things build up.
Right.
And so that's something that I've noticed with a few of my clients, to where so many things have happened and nobody talks about it. Situations may just blow up, and then, you know, you get through it and move on, or you just say, oh, that's just how Sharon is. That's just how Mike is. And the issue doesn't get resolved. It just kind of keeps resurfacing based on different things. So that's what I mean when I say some family challenges and struggles.
That's so good.
Yeah, that is good. That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. So let's talk Let's talk about body image, because we know you specialize in therapy when it comes to body image. Can you kind of explain a little bit for us?
Yes, I can definitely explain that. So my particular area of interest with body image actually takes on more of a cultural approach and looks at some issues within the Black community, within other communities as well, in other countries, but issues of colorism, issues of hair texture and concerns with that, and just the strive to have more of a European body image, whether that's being thinner or constantly feeling like you have to straighten your hair, or you know, colorism of the preference for lighter skin tones. And so that is kind of where my research comes in that area. And so that's something I've been exploring and working through that with some of my clients.
Yes.
Thank you. So with that being said, Dr. Mitchell, how is low self-esteem disguised in beauty?
That is a good one. Wow. So yes, low self-esteem and body image are very much related. Have a very strong relationship, and you know, beauty and body image, it can go both ways. Of, you know, as beautiful Black people, we have so much versatility, and we are so unique, and we can just do so much. We're just beautiful. In that sense, we can use our body image in a positive way to express ourselves and to, you know, go against maybe some of the more European standards. However, because of racism and discrimination, it can go the opposite way as well, because we've been told that you have to look a certain way. And in certain settings, sometimes, unfortunately, it still happens. You know, in the corporate office, things like locks and, you know, braids and all of those styles still aren't accepted. It's unfortunate, and, you know, laws are being passed to work through that, but it's still an experience that we face. And so sometimes in that sense, we do alter the way that we look to meet a certain standard. And then we have another way too, where, like you were kind of hitting on, we can hide behind certain beauty standards. So maybe if we're not feeling as good about ourselves in one area, sometimes we may go the extra mile and spend unnecessary money and everything to hide parts that we don't feel as good about.
That is so awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Man, the phone lines are lit up tonight. We see you guys standing by on the phone lines. We see you on the network. If you have a question for our guests, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Don't be shy now. We got the doctor. We got the doctor here tonight to answer a lot of you guys' questions, you know, because, you know, you find that people have questions, and then a lot of time when you get the professional help, you know, they like, I don't know if I want to ask that question. Listen, it's never a wrong question.
That's right.
it's never a wrong question,
right?
Because any question that you don't understand, no matter how it sounds or no matter how it comes out, you know, it's to help you with information,
mm-hmm.
you know, because our people suffer from the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this sister here tonight, this doctor here tonight, she's qualified and she's helping us with knowledge on tonight.
Yes.
And so, Dr. Mitchell, we want to appreciate you, and we know you are practicing. So tell us a little bit about your practice and where are you
yes.
practicing at if a person wanted to really, really, you know, seek you out for counseling, you
mm-hmm.
know. We got about, you have provided us with some information. We got three different websites that we're giving out tonight. Mandy, do you have them over there?
I do.
Yeah, why don't you tell us, listen, those of you on the network that you might want to seek out therapy for your young son, your young
yes.
daughter, for your family member, and you just want someone to talk to. And, Mandy, give us those sites real quick.
Yes, Dr. Mitchell is so awesome. She provided us with this information.
Mm-hmm.
We have therapyforblackmen.org.
Mm-hmm.
We have therapyforblackgirls.com. We have clinicians of color.org. And that's clinicians of color.org.
And that's all in, it's all together in one word. You know?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And so, guys, if you want to go to those particular sites to, you know, get some question and answers, such as tonight, you can really check those sites out. And Dr. Mitchell, you can tell us a little bit about them if you like, ma'am.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I'll kind of just start with the practice where I am. So I will say,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, I am not accepting new clients right now, but
okay.
for a good reason, I am
but you're
transitioning
so good.
Back.
Your hands are full right now.
Right.
Yes, my hands are full. I have a full caseload, and then I'm also transitioning back home just to be closer to loved ones and family. That's a part of my self-care that I'm doing. I'm not accepting new clients at this moment. However, the practice that I'm representing, Wellness 360 Dallas, they
mm-hmm.
Have several clinicians of color. Actually, a black male, he will be starting with us soon, I think maybe over the next 2 weeks. And he attended
okay.
Xavier University as well. And so that is an option and a resource, and I would encourage people to just give a call, wellness360dallas.com. And the phone number there is 469-458-0106. And just call there.
Get that number out one
options.
More time.
Oh, let me give it one more time. Okay. 469-458-0106.
Mm-hmm. And that's Wellness 360 Dallas.
Yes, exactly. And so, yes, there are multiple clinicians there, and they do accept insurance. I think right now Blue Cross, Blue Shield, PPO, and also Aetna.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an option, too, if you don't have insurance for self-pay. So that's definitely an option. And therapy for black girls, I know it says girls, but it's women of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good resource. I find myself using a lot of their podcasts. They're on social
mm-hmm.
media. They're
mm-hmm.
on Instagram, and there's a podcast, and they'll have professionals in giving mental health advice, and so that's been helpful. And then
right.
what was the other one? Therapy for black men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'm not sure if it's still going on, but at one point. There's an option to receive free services through the website for men. Again,
great.
I don't want to misspeak. I'm not sure if that's still there, but that's just to give you an idea that, you know, people are trying to make mental health more accessible.
Mm.
Yes. So powerful.
It really is.
So powerful and so well needed in this day and time that we live in. And so, Dr.
Yes.
Mitchell, I would ask you this here just as well. You know, and I know you're a woman of faith, you know, how important, because I want to talk to my Christian people, you know, in Christendom,
mm-hmm.
how important that we understand the difference between when it's really mental and when it's really, you know, spiritual. Can you help us in that regard to understand the difference?
Yes. So I do think that there is a difference, and it is important. And the goal is never to choose one or the other. And I think that's something that, you know, even during my upbringing, maybe something that we weren't as aware of. It felt like, oh, if you're going to therapy, if you're seeking help, then you don't believe in God. You're not trusting God. That is not my belief and my understanding of it. You can have both. And so the goal is to trust God, but also use the resources and tools and the people that he's put in place for you. And people who have studied psychology, mental health, wellness, and any type of well-being, any type of physician, allowing those people to guide you in a way that is most helpful for your well-being. And then still including spirituality. Spirituality is so important. As a matter of fact, that is one of the protective factors from preventing people from having some major mental health issues. And not saying that they, you know, still won't, but that is a protective factor of having a strong spiritual connection. And so just wanted to put that out there, that both can exist, but still allowing the people who God has put in place, who are qualified, who have done that training and extra schooling, to be able to appropriately give you the tools that you need.
Yes. Wow, that is so powerful.
Yes.
We want to thank you for sharing. This is my last question that I think I have for tonight. Mandy may have another one. Because I told you it would be an hour. Every now and then it run over because the time really fly by. But this is the last question I have for you. And those of you on the network, you got time to hit option one if you have a question for Dr. Mitchell on tonight. Question for you, Dr. Mitchell. You know, I always ask pastors this all the time, but I'll ask you this, you know, this being your profession. Who do the therapists go to seek out therapy? You know, you the therapist, but who do the therapists go to? Who do you go to when you need to talk to someone?
Oh, that is a great, great question. So first, I'll start by saying I am a firm believer that therapists need therapists. And that is something I am in the process of seeking out a therapist as I move to a different state. And so that is important as well. And also, Within the profession, the way that it is set up is we have the opportunity prior to getting licensed to have supervision. And in that supervision, that is your time to talk through any experiences that you're having in session, things that may be difficult, things that are coming up. And you have that opportunity. Also, you form relationships with your colleagues. And something that even we do at Wellness 360 is every week we meet all together as a team, and we have about an hour to 2 hours of time where we can consult with one another. We can talk and be in community. Or even I think just before I got on, I saw someone sent the email about, hey, having a question about this. What, you know, can someone help me or give me a different perspective? How am I thinking about this? So.
Right.
Those are just some of the tools. And then for me personally, I love my network, my community of friends and family and loved ones. And so that is important to me as well. And so I make sure I have my breaks in between my sessions or after I'm done for the day. My fiance, he knows, all right, what you want to do? You want to get something to eat or you want to listen to some music? What do you want to do? Or, hey, do you just need time to yourself right now?
Right.
So just kind of a long answer there. Therapists have therapists, and then there's a team of colleagues, and also just really depending on our support system, our family, our loved ones, communities much like this where we can just get on and, how do you say it, sit around a domino table?
Yes. Hello. Because that's therapeutic too, just as well.
Yes.
And that's why we kind of somewhat created the show like that, Dr. Mitchell, because we find out, you know, especially with men in an African-American community, with men or just men in general, it's a whole lot of conversation and real conversation come out around the domino table. And you can open up around the domino table because it's therapeutic. You get to talking, having great conversations. And for you know anything, you don't help someone that's dealing with an issue, you know, because when you around the domino table keeping it real and, you know, you're talking about marriage and you may have some fellas that have been in a marriage for a long time. You may have some people getting into a marriage. Man, you can get some wisdom around the domino table. And so, that's part of why we do that, because at the end of the day, you know, we live in this, we live in an era when you say, Dr. Amanda, you know, we got to be transparent in these days and times, you know, and people are looking for realness and they looking for you to be transparent. They ain't looking for nothing artificial. Why? Because we living at a different time. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Mitchell?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. That is so important of not holding things in and letting them build up. Just being transparent, forming connections, letting people know that it's okay to talk about these things. You know, your feelings aren't wrong. Your feelings aren't invalid, because that's a part of it too. When you are suppressed things, you kind of wonder like, man, am I the only one going through this? Something must be wrong with me. But that's not the case.
Well, with that being said, we want to bring you around the domino table any given time.
Right.
You want to join a doctor? You want to join Dr. Amanda around the domino table on Sunday nights? You welcome. Always welcome.
Always.
Come in and sit around the domino table with us, see what you know about them dominoes. Mandy?
Thank you.
Right. Always welcome. But Dr. Mitchell, listening to you tonight, we can tell that you are a woman of compassion and that this is not just a job or a profession for you. This is your life's assignment. So I would like to ask you, it goes kind of in the lines of what Eman asked you about the therapist needing a therapist. But I want to ask you, how do you prevent yourself from taking certain things personal when you leave a client and something penetrates your heart and you go home? How do you woosah?
Ooh, that is a great question. So, as far as from more of like my personal stress relief or more of a professional perspective, which one would be more helpful?
More of from leading from the professional, like the professional perspective to the personal, because, you know, when you're speaking with a client, it's professional, right? Of course you care. We can tell you have compassion, but you're utilizing your training, your skills. But how do you deal with it on a personal level? Those people that their situations, a child may come in and something may have happened horribly to them and it penetrated your heart. It hurted you to hear that. How do you alleviate yourself from that weight?
Ooh, that is a really, really good question and very important. So first thing that I would typically do is I would probably grab, you know, I would probably take a break. after the session, step away. I am really big on movement because I believe that our body stores a lot of the energy that we're feeling. And sometimes, you know, we can use positive affirmations and positive cognitive coping skills, which are helpful. But for me, I need to release it from my body because I'm feeling the tension. I'm feeling it. It's in my stomach. It's in my soul. I just need to have a way to release it. And so for me, movement, and even if that is walking outside for 3 to 5 minutes. And also thinking about, you know, what about what happened? Well, once I release and once I have my movement, or, you know, listen to some music, put on a podcast, do some brief exercise, some brief stretching, take some deep breaths. Once I do that, then I have the space to kind of process to and think about, okay, well, what was it that really touched me about this particular client or experience, so that I can really have that understanding, because that's important for me, because moving forward, that lets me know that, hey, you have you may have more of a reaction to this type of situation, and that's okay. But have an awareness of it so that you can put, or I can put things in place
If I do have, you know, a lot of clients with some specific traumas, I can put things in place where, hey, even in session, we may pause and let's do some mindfulness activity for a minute. Let's, or even before my session, maybe put in some extra breaks, put in some extra time where I can call and check in with my family, or if I have a supervisor nearby, call and check in. So I implement those tools, and then I also enhance my awareness so that I can be prepared to continue doing the work and better understand when I need to take breaks, how I need to space out my day so that I'm not burned out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, awesome.
So awesome. So powerful tonight.
Yes.
Man, this is just so awesome, Dr. Mitchell. Well, you know, the time has flew around the clock. I told you, what, we have a whole lot of more questions that we can ask, but we're not going to ask them because I promise you an hour, maybe an hour, 30 minutes, but we are way into overtime now. But, you know, we want to thank you really for taking out your time to come on and share with us.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy got a list of questions she ain't got to. I got a few that I ain't got to. But we're gonna cut it off here because we do know that you got a busy day on tomorrow. You already shared with us that you can't take no more clients.
Right.
I know,
but you did.
I know.
But you did provide us with some great resources.
Yes, yes.
And so we want to make sure we give that information out again before we end the episode.
Yeah, and we're going to do that. And also, Dr. Mitchell, you may have someone listening on tonight, and you may your family listening or friends, if you want to do any shout outs or give any shout outs. But we really appreciate you taking your time. This is well needed. And those on the network, we want to appreciate you guys. The phone lines are lit up. No one never hangs up.
Right.
They listen through the whole show. And we want to appreciate you guys that listen through the commercials and listen through the whole show. And we try to bring these professional people on to help us, you know, just to deal with and to deal with the stresses and strains of life.
Right.
You know, and Dr. Mitchell, you have been such a great help. And you can give those,
thank
or Ben, they'll give them out, the rest of those sites. And, but if you want to give any shout-outs, and tonight we're going to pray out, because I think when we have these kind of conversations, it's always to have all minds and hearts clear.
Right.
And we're gonna pray out tonight. Dr. Mitchell, I'm going to have to get you to pray tonight.
Okay.
Well,
start by, you said, do the shout-outs first.
Yeah, you could give shout-outs to whoever you would like to give a shout-out to, and to your family. And then we just going to ask you to pray because, you know, I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, and, you know, I know you guys deal with a lot of the trauma that happened down there in Uvalde and your counseling people. We just want to continue to pray over our youth, over our children, you know, and just well, people will just be blessed and have, you know, a mind of peace. And on behalf of Mandy, the mentor, and E-Man, and We Talk Radio Network, and Ms. Kia Davis, we really appreciate you all tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
thank ma'am.
You.
Yeah, well, we glad to have you, and the phone lines are lit up, so I think everybody's sucking that in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was looking for different ones to ask questions, but the phone lines are lit up. No one have hung up yet, so they are actually, you know, probably writing down a whole lot of this information. So you can give us those sites. You can give us a shout out and then pray us out on tonight. And you're welcome to always come back to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio. Come back on a Sunday night and sit around with us around the domino table. It'll be, you know, it'll be an awesome thing. And also, you on the network, you want to join the Kia D Show tomorrow night. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show. It's every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on We Talk Radio Network. And Dr. Mitchell, you know, here's a third pretty thing you could do when you're in the office on Tuesday. We have a show over here called Groovy Tuesday. It ain't number music.
Ooh.
Yes, at 4 p.m.
Perfect.
Yes, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dr. Mitchell, you can log on to We Talk Radio, go on one of those sites because we are on 50 platforms out there. And you can just call this number at 4 o'clock. Listen, by the time you get through listening to Groovy Tuesday, man, you know, it is off the chain. So I encourage you to do that. And then come back on a Wednesday night with Miss Kia Davis after the lights go out. And so, guys, we got something for you every day of the week. And so, Mandy, this has been another great episode. Dr. Mitchell, we want to thank you for staying up with us on tonight.
Yes.
And so you can give your shout out, and then you can pray us out, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. So I want to just shout out my family, friends, loved ones, support system. Just, you know, thank you so much for being there for me every step of the way. Definitely appreciate everyone. And want to shout out Dr. Mandy and E-Man for having me today. I'm just really, really grateful for this opportunity to be here. So those are my shout outs. And so we'll just kind of go into prayer now. So we'll take a moment. Hope everyone is in a space where they feel quiet and just can reflect. And just want to say thank you, God, for bringing us here today and giving us the resources and the tools to make this happen and to facilitate connection and compassion and love and understanding. And our hope today is just that everyone was blessed and touched by this session in some way, and can leave with a new perspective or open heart and open mind. And just leave with that desire to get the healing that is needed and to also have compassion for others, because with everything going on right now, we need to lean on each other, and we just need to support one another. And so just want to thank you, God, for this opportunity, and please just continue to bless us, keep everyone safe. We just thank you for all that you've done. We come with gratitude and appreciation, and just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Well, amen. Well, we received that prayer, and we want to thank all you on the network. Well, Dr. Mitchell, we want to thank you. We know you got a busy schedule this week, and so may God continue to richly bless you.
Yes.
And so may the Lord God keep you and be gracious unto you as you walk in his peace. And so you have a productive week, and we'll be talking to you soon. And ladies and gentlemen on the network on tonight, we want to appreciate Dr. Mitchell for her taking out her time, and all of you that's on the phone lines, and all of you men that they haven't hung up yet. And so all of you on the network, we want to appreciate all of you that hang out with us every Sunday night. Come back next Sunday night. We'll be in a new month, right?
We will be.
Yes. And so,
fourth, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be the fourth. I hope you guys have a blessed Labor Day coming up Monday, next Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So next Monday. So Dr. Mitchell, I don't know if you're cooking some barbecue. Send me a man to some barbecue.
I will be collecting plates, not cooking.
Yeah, I know that's right. Yes, well, that particular
well,
day.
Well, thank
we'll
you
probably
so much. This has been wonderful.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you. It's been very beneficial, and you've gave some very informative information tonight, Dr. Mitchell.
And stay on the wall, and you know we want to appreciate you being courageous and bold enough to even accept the call that you're called to. You got to be a unique individual to deal with people.
That's true. Very true.
And so, God bless you, ma'am, and thank you for your time on tonight.
Thank you. Hope that everyone has a good night.
We will. You will. You be blessed too. Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Ariana Mitchell tonight. We want to appreciate her taking out her time and sharing with us, man. Great show. Great interview.
Very good show tonight.
Yeah, well, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's on the phone lines. And so, Mandy, we got to get ready to get on up out of here. Listen, guys, we want you to join Miss Kia D on tomorrow night, you know, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show. And every day of the week, we have something for you over here on We Talk Radio. This has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate all of you guys. So, Mandy, as we pack our bags and get on up out of here, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody. Be blessed.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose. And that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desire, yeah. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my inhibitions. Gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way. Forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.